Earlier this week, a video on social media that went viral shows men in military uniform executing three men in Mayom County by firing squad. The three were identified as rebels with the South Sudan People's Movement. The men in uniform are suspected of being government forces. A separate video shows a fourth man being burnt alive inside a grass-thatched hut in an abandoned village. Swara Nelson Loboka, executive director of Action 54, a human rights advocacy organization in South Sudan, says this is not the first time South Sudanese army officers are accused of carrying out extrajudicial executions. In May, Nelson says a similar incident occurred in Kajokeji, where soldiers in South Sudan People's Defense Force uniforms killed three civilians. He says the practice portrays South Sudan as a country of lawlessness. He urges the government to hold the perpetrators accountable.
This extrajudicial killing has really brought some elements of indication that there is really a lack of good governance in South Sudan, and that lawlessness is taking over, because if the accused SSPDF personnel or officers who carried out the extrajudicial killing, if they were really to be guided by the law, and then they should have not done such kind of human rights violations against the suspects that were handed over to them.
Nelson says the latest killings pit South Sudan against the Global Declaration of Human Rights, which states that everyone is entitled to full equality, to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal in determination of his or her rights and of any criminal charge against him or her. He says the practice also violates South Sudan's 2011 transitional constitution as amended. Article 19 provides for a fair trial and says any accused person is presumed innocent until proved otherwise in a court of law. Activist Kenyasin Abdallah, executive director of the local rights group Advocates for Human Rights and Democracy, says the incident highlights a profound lack of knowledge about international law and the country's laws among some of South Sudan's leaders.
Carrying out extrajudicial killings in the current context in South Sudan means that some of our forces, including our politicians, does not know or understand about human rights laws, and this can help us to screen a lot of soldiers from the unified army, and also any recruitment in a political position need a vetting so that such kind of thing must not happen again.
Like Nelson, Yasin says the government needs to take drastic measures to avoid extrajudicial executions from recurring.
The current killings that happen there, it can also pave way for a revenge killing, targeting families of the perpetrators. And these are the things that it will continue us to have lawlessness in our society.
The government has distanced itself from ordering the extrajudicial killings and vowed to take action against those behind the incident. Information Minister Michael Makuei condemned the incident and told this program that the national government noted with concern the conduct of the extrajudicial killings, adding those who did it took the law into their hands.
Even if a person is a prisoner of war, or if he was arrested for having committed a certain offense, that person has the right also to be brought to book and be tried according to the law. So the government is serious, has taken it up seriously, and it will take all necessary measures to address that situation.
Makuei says the executed men were allegedly officers belonging to the rebel group South Sudan People's Movement Stroke Army, which launched military attacks on the government in Unity State last month. Nelson says rights groups want to see the government's words translated into action.
We are really waiting and see the steps of the investigation that the government is taking, especially through the leadership of SSPDF, into this extrajudicial killing.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan expressed grave concern over the reports that four officers with the South Sudan People's Movement Stroke Army were summarily executed. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.